Hello, this is Mike again. I'm sorry that we got disconnected again. So just to confirm, we're going to be handling this survey just in a quick minutes, right? So the way that we can complete this and remove your number from the survey list. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, not satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied or very dissatisfied? I'm sorry, somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one, criminal justice reform. You have to rate these. Okay. K-12 education.
10.
Healthcare?
10.
You said 10, is that correct?
Yes.
Next one, reproductive freedom?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Democracy?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Climate change?
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1980.
Thank you. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
College.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate it. The first one, Andrea Dickens?
No.
Okay. Next one, Brad Raffensperger?
No.
Tim Walz?
No.
John Ossoff?
Good.
What was the number, sir?
10.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Benz?
10.
Next one, Raphael Warnock? Last one, Brian Kemp.
Ten.
Thank you. All right, let me move forward on this. Just to let you know, we are in the middle of the survey, and then we're going to be ending up it, right? So just to let you know, I know it's a sitting along with off, but if the November 2024 election for president is were held today, for whom would you vote? I'm sorry, so what was the answer?
Cabela's.
Thank you. I know it's a sitting along with off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, I can't remember who I voted.
In the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I think I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, has stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for it, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people or events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevent progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly didn't prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, COVID-19 recovery.
Zero.
Next one, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Next one, Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Next one, Vice President Harris.
5.
Next one, black voters.
10.
Last one, your local mayor.
5.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. Below is a list, just to let you know, we are handling almost the last part, so we are about 20% of Andy's survey. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, and 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Thank you. Next one, because we protested together, this administration has managed to knock warrants and check holes and mandatory body cameras for all officers. When the state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime squads were used to convict the murderers of Tamon Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Next one, because we both, the Consumer Financial Protection Board announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Alright, thanks. Alright, next one. Because we demanded funds for HBZUS, the Americans Risk Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black college and universities, the largest ever, over $260 million went to Haight Georgia schools with help required for direct student financial relief, travel grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
10.
Last one, because we both in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. The change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. So thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
You, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. As you may know, there will be an election for President of the U.S. Congress of state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a thing a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Hell.
All right, just as a confirmation, first option is heterosexual or straight. Next one, lesbian or gay?
Heterosexual.
All right, thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced, or a widow? Hello?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children or than age 18?
Yes.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Democrat.
Yeah, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources, before taxes? Your business demanded this fine.
$167,000.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. I thank you very much for your participation and your time, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
Bye.